Okay, well, thanks so much for coming. Obviously, we're running late, so I'll aim to finish in just under 30 minutes and hand over. So if I can just introduce myself, I'm Helen Rawlinson. I've been involved with the Enlivening Edge community for a little while, and George Poore kind of gave me a bit of a challenge to develop a set of capability for working with systems from the Teal perspective. So what I've done is I've put a bit of thinking into it, certain amount of research, gone back on my own experiences and observations in working with systems. And I was putting together a capability framework, and I really felt like what I needed to do was to put down my thoughts so far, but that I wanted to connect with people who've got different experiences working with systems, different ideas, different perspectives, to have an input into what will be a final framework. So the what I'm planning today is very informal, very relaxed. I want to talk through it just for maybe 10 minutes, and then I'm going to get you to just break into groups. We'll see the different categories in a minute, but I've got four sheets of paper up there in your small groups. I want you to move to each one and just add on anything that's coming to your mind, whether it's things that have been left out, whether it's an extra clarification of something, whether it's an idea, whether it's just a comment, whether it's a complaint. Everything I'll look at later and start bringing together into some sort of final product. I feel like I've put together enough material now to write a book on this, but we'll see whether that happens. So so as I moved into the thinking about system, my background is that I've been around spiral dynamics and integral theory probably for nearly two decades. Well, it would be two decades. And I did a master's in complexity science in 2004-2005. So, of course, the three of those, they're all frameworks that really change the way you view life and everything around it totally for the rest of your time. So what I feel is that the things in this and new theory, they're all coming together into the one piece that we're immersed in at this conference. And so the lines are getting blurred between each of them. But when I started looking at systems, of course, the notion of the living system came to mind for me, in that, and that this is going to be at the basis of a lot of how we work at teams. So I thought I'd system and actually put the sections of the capability framework into a holistic perspective, the body, mind, heart and spirit way of coming at looking at the capabilities. So the handout, get a chance to have to read it all today, but I hope it's something you can take away. But if I can just pull out some key highlights. On the front page, I thought I'd just sort of lay out some of the key points that I feel are relevant for this conversation in terms of organisation. The three Teal breakthroughs, which are self-management, wholeness and evolutionary purpose. Can I just get a show of hands? How many of you are actually familiar with what Frederic Laloux puts forward in reinventing organisations? Oh, good. Okay, so they're not news to you. So, so some of the attributes of a Teal organisation will include those breakthroughs, of course. And I think it's about being able to tune into It's going to be very much paying attention to the intangibles of how an organisation operates, as well as the tangibles. Ideally, too, Teal organisations are going to be very connected to the relevant broader ecosystem, and also have a focus on vertical development of the people involved with the organisation, not just the horizontal development. They're going to be seeing the whole systems perspective and the systems of systems, the way that systems are interconnected and the systems of systems and so on. Another major feature is that we're going to transcend orange power hierarchies and Greens. A refusal to have any hierarchies at all, to know that we can value natural hierarchies, and it will give space for people to bring their full potential into the work environment have a focus on bringing the emerging future into being. So again, a couple of the selected key systems attributes that I just want to bring out is that systems have their own life force, their own identity, culture, function, worldview. They have a certain perception about where they fit into the world and how the world perceives them, their language, humour, intelligence, operating values, processes are all going to be unique to each of these systems. And of course, complex adaptive systems are self-organising and ever-changing in response to stimuli. They have constantly moving energy in response to attractors things and focal points and where the energies go is going to be constantly changing, and that's where the living systems comes in and we need it from Teal to be able to go with the flow of those systems. A couple of underlying principles for working with systems from Teal is I believe if we're working from Teal, we need to be authentically at Teal. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute about the vertical develop, that it's a vertical development process. It's not a learning process. You can't learn Teal language or Teal processes and think that you can go out there and actually create a sustainable change, because you're going to trip over your ego because you haven't transcended it yet. You're going to be bringing in your own perspective, your own conflicts of interest to it. So more about that in a minute. As we know, Cowan and Beck told us, moving into the second tier is moving from doing to being, and that also taps into why we must develop the authenticity in terms of working from a Teal perspective. So as we go up each level of the spiral, I'm more attuned to the spiral dynamics than integral. As we move, we're expanding our consciousness every level that we're going up, and so this is how we actually start to be able to see whole systems and systems of systems, because the field of our consciousness is changing as we're rising up. I think also what we do is move into non-linear, non-duality and whole concepts thinking, where we start opening up and getting insights at a whole conceptual level rather than through a logical linear process. Hence we have, I think, Einstein said he was delivered of E equals MC squares. Tesla talked about getting whole concepts. One of the major composers, can't remember whether it was Mozart or Beethoven, says that they would get whole pieces in their mind at the same time. And this is something, again, that comes from your authentic vertical development. So that's just, for me, identifying the territory, setting the scene for the capability framework. Has anybody got any questions on that? Are we okay to go with that? It's brief, it's very concise, and it's only some small parts of the relevant conversation. Yeah?
I
Okay, well, I've long been extremely critical of how organisations run from being obviously a participant. My background is actually public sector. So if you want stuck systems, that's where you'll find them, in the public sector, and the lack of openness for you trying new things. And I've, you know, many times tried new things to shake up the systems, get people thinking differently, and it spat me out every time. So a lot of it's from my studies and my observations and my passion about creating better environments. And so when we look at systems, this is how we can perceive those. Was there another one? I think it would be talking about trying to sort of bring it back to how they've evolved over time. They will be vertically developing all the time as you go through different stages in life, but they're not necessarily consciously focusing on vertical development. What they might, their focus might have been for development up until that time will be learning new skills or learning new techniques or acquiring knowledge about something or skills about something, whereas the vertical development, I believe, is very much an inner journey of consciously evolving internally. Okay, so quickly over then to the parts of the framework that I've developed. So again, I'm going to go through pretty quickly because I'd love to get your feedback and your input into this. So talking about the holistic model, I'm calling personal attributes the heart connection to working from Teal. Now, this is very focused around this vertical development and the personal development, in the sense that it is not a labour of love, but it's a passion, I believe, to be working at Teal and above. And this is where we actually get to exercise that rather than being sort of duty-driven in organisations. And to operate from Teal, I believe we need to be at healthy levels of all the first tier levels, because in the holonic system, of course, they're very much a part of you. They're going to be part of the systems and the organisations that you're working with. They're going to be part of the solutions that the teams or organisations that you're working with are going to be at. So you need to be healthy at those levels so you can understand and integrate it into the work that you're doing, and also in terms of how you engage with people and can speak the language required at each level that people are at. So it means doing your own work. It means exploring your own shadow, your own fears, your own sense of self. And this, to me, is the way that you're going to get to be able to operate from Teals. It's about doing that inner journey, finding stillness. I certainly, in my courses that I run, I always put in stillness exercises, because this is where a lot of these answers come from for the type of inner journey that you need to be moving into second tier. It really is that the deep inner journey. So some of the personal attributes, including that you move so you can start to see whole systems. If you try and see whole systems without moving into Teal, I think you're going to see them as very mechanical processes, the same as that we look on organisations now as being very mechanical models. So without the authenticity, you're going to see systems very mechanically. It's only by this inner development that you're going to start to be able to sense the flow of energy. We've seen many, many instances just over the last few days here about how to connect with energies, the power of energies, and this is exactly what needs to come into the way you're working when you're working within organisations and in my particular context, working with the systems, and must be able to see the interdependence and interrelationships between the elements, between systems, because this is a level that you're going to need to be working at, is really perceiving what's happening in those systems. So, look, I've given some... achieve these personal attributes, it's really about the personal development. So I've just put some ideas there about how you might do that, and you can use any of the models as your guide, whether it's spirals, dynamics, Myers-Briggs type indicator. It was one of the first things models that I got really interested in and accredited in, and is still my go-to model for some of the issues that I come up with in my personal and work life. Wilbur's altitudes at all. Suzanne Cook-Greuter's ego development. We've seen and heard a certain amount about that here. The similarly, Terry O'Fallon's stages. Whichever ones resonate with you are the right ones for you to be going to help with this vertical development. Whichever one you can relate to the most is the right one. It doesn't matter if it's astrology or any of these things. They all, if they're resonating with you, they're the one for you to be using at that time. So that's the heart connection. The knowledge and skills, I'm calling the mind connection. So there's a certain number of things I'd say would be needed, and that's going to be to have an understanding of the dynamics of living systems and how to work with systems. So there's a lot of material around on traditional ways of looking at systems and how they work. I'm not going to touch on that at all. But there's plenty of places, Fritjof Capra, and there's a few online courses around now. So seek that out of the hard knowledge about systems. How to engage and meet the needs of the agents at all the first level tiers. So again, there's a range of models, theories, frameworks, tools that you can use. So I'm going to say again, whatever's been your path in the models and frameworks that have attracted you is the right ones for you to be working with, because they're the ones that you've got the connection with. And I'd say go as deep as you can with the ones that resonate with you, because you must be operating at a very authentic level. And I would say facilitation skills to be able to create the deep conversations, connections. Again, we're seeing beautiful examples of how to work with groups in something like this conference. And for me, I've just kind of really been wallowing in the bathing of how people are working with people and with groups in this workshop. It's giving me, in this conference, it's giving me so many ideas of how to go on and do something with that. So that's what I'm calling the mind connection. So the next one is the teal capabilities, the spirit connection. This to me is around being able to perceive and work with the intangibles, the energies, the intuition and beyond in terms of spiritual development. It's about understanding what collective intelligence is. Again, you can look this up. There's a lot of material around on it now. How do you create an environment where the whole becomes so much bigger than the sum of the parts of the people in it? How do you start generating and working with teams operating from that level? Being able to connect with your own evolutionary purpose. What is it that you're here for? What is your deeper essence? What's your drive in terms of working with organisations? Abilities to work in a generative way, both in asking generative questions and generative listening. There was earlier workshop on generative listening. How can we use the notions of Teal to be expanding everybody else's consciousness so that this is where their input is going to be coming from? I believe that there's going to be pivot points, what I'm calling pivot points in any system, and part of the role of somebody working at Teal would be to have some sort of a notion of how you might find that. It might be one key person in a system that has a different idea of doing something. It may be an idea that comes in. It might be something that comes from outside. So look for the things that, instead of seeing this big laborious system that doesn't seem to be moving, start focusing in on, well, hang on a minute, where are the key points that are entrenching it in this system? How can we shift that, or being open to that shift emerging from the group that you're in? Able to perceive the energy flows, already talked about that. And being able to perceive the relational interdependence within the systems you're looking at and across systems, ever-expanding systems and systems of systems. So the Teal capabilities, as I'm calling them there, are the spirit connection. So the last one I want to talk about is the bringing into being. This is the body connection. I've deliberately put that last because often we talk about body, mind, spirit. But to me, once you're operating up at Teal, the actual physical manifestation of the results is after everything else has happened. You've got your skills and your knowledge as your background. But then with the personal development and the move into it, and I've only got 1 minute left, we're not going to get to the sheets, that is when things are going to be able to manifest, only because the other processes have been done. Okay, so I did not think I was going to speak for that long. I'm going to invite you. We're going to be going on to the next workshop now, into Usha's. I'm sorry, I've kept promising your input, but I've got the sheets up there. Please, please, please come in at any time. I'll leave them up for a while. If something in this has resonated with you and sparked some ideas, sparked anything, please put them up, say, during today, and I'll collect them tonight. So I have to end up there. So I'm sorry. Thank you.